This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the satellite and the Internet, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they're at, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and the waitresses working in those overnight cafes and truck stops, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out goes to all of the roughnecks out there, too, on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra, plus our Aramco buddies over there in Saudi Arabia that have been chiming in tonight. And don't forget about the Merchant Marine, either. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello.
Hello.
Let's play politics right now. We had this little mini Tuesday, they called it, last night, and six states. Joe Biden won Idaho by 6 points. Joe Biden won Michigan by 16 points. Joe Biden won Mississippi by 67 points, where 96% of the blacks, they say, voted for him. In Missouri, Joe Biden won by 24 points. Sanders leads in North Dakota, and for the life of me, I don't understand why they haven't called that yet, because they've almost got they got enough votes to do it. Sanders is up by 8. And in Washington State, with 67% of the vote in, Sanders is up by 0.2 of a point. That's too close to call anyway.
We're told that we may not get Washington until tomorrow or even Wednesday. Why? I don't know.
I don't either, but they're very slow up there. They always have been, Washington State. And I do know the presidential election, it took them a while, too. But North Dakota is a caucus state, so they're bringing in the votes from all around the state to a central location, I think.
Well, they should have had it figured out already. We've already been through caucuses. They should have had it figured out.
Yeah, we've got problems with these caucuses. Have you noticed they all seem to be the same way? They're all slow and, I don't know.
Stupid.
Just saying. Now, the other thing is that the Democrats overseas are also concluding their global primary, which began on March the 3rd. And as of today, those votes will be coming in from Democrats who have been voting overseas from all around the country, wherever they're at. So there'll be another bunch of votes that will be getting in there. And right now, I've got, let's see, this may have changed. But the last delegate count I had Biden with 823, Sanders with 663, Biden advantaged by 160.
That's about right.
Okay. So that's where we're at with that. All right. Now, have you got your coronavirus mask?
I have some here. I actually went through my Obama Armageddon survival closet late yesterday afternoon. I hadn't been in there in a while. And interestingly enough, I found two cases. So I've got over 100 rolls of toilet paper.
Oh, God.
I have a whole bunch of hand sanitizer. I have masks. I have water purifiers. And then the thing I really forgot that I had is I've got 64 tubes of toothpaste.
Wonderful. That's always good to eat.
And clean teeth and clean. Oh, I got food forever, too. But I hadn't been in there in so long, I forgot what I had. I have to throw out some stuff, though.
Well, yeah, and Doomsday, I got that, you know, because people need to, well, they're telling people right now, stock up, just in case you have to be quarantined, stock up.
Well, I didn't realize how stocked up I really was.
Well, I guess you'd be going to a flea market.
No, but I mean, if there's anybody who has a shortage of toilet paper, come knock on my door.
Jeez. You're the one that bought it all up.
So, yeah, but I bought it years ago. Years ago.
Well, beware of little insects.
Oh, no, they're good.
Okay, because I was going to say, they like to climb in there. By the way,
I pulled everything out, every single thing out, and went through everything. I did have to throw away some canned goods and whatnot long since past expiration date.
By the way, big news, McDonald's is redoing the Big Mac again for the umpteenth time?
I don't know.
I just saw a picture of it. It's going to be like a double burger on the bottom, the bun in the middle, double burger on top. So you got like four of those little burgers.
Oh, all right.
I guess they're trying to compete with whatever that is, the Baconator or something. One of those great big things that they got that goes forever. All right. Well, the other thing is New York City is struggling with the virus. They had to call up the National Guard for New Rochelle, New York. Now, I know that area very well, and I guess people just didn't want to go into New Rochelle, which is a ritzy part of New York City.
Well, New Rochelle is actually where the larger part of the outbreak is, if you will, or the concentration of issues with the virus is. So that's why they're building a facility there, kind of a detainment facility. I don't want to call it detainment. Yeah. I don't even want to call
Those are the people that would have had the money and the wherewithal to get on an airplane, go overseas, or go on a cruise from that area. So I'm pretty sure that's what it is. All right. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kathy Curtis is going to give you the phone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, you can go over to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and on the right tab, you'll see the red, white, and blue logo link for the USCCA. Now, you can always sign up or go over there and sign up to win the free Gun of Day giveaway, but there's something even better than the free Gun of Day giveaway right now. It's called $25,000 in cash to be given away after Labor Day. Sign up for that. We wish you luck. Then you can take us all out to lunch because Denise Simon will let you buy her lunch and I'll do the same. But that's the USCCA logo on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com page, website, and over in the right tab, there it is. After you get done taking a look at that and signing up to win the gun and signing up to win the cash, then think about becoming a member because membership does have its advantages. You'd let somebody buy you lunch for that, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
All right. What the heck is going on? We got Russia. We got Saudi Arabia. And I mean, Saudi Arabia yesterday said, we're going to pump 12.3 million more barrels a day of oil. What the heck? What are they doing here?
Well, what they're really doing is totally breaking Iran. And that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. Iran, in order to survive, has got to have a certain, minimum price for a barrel of oil. And, you keep flooding the market with, inventory, and Iran's going to suffer in a big, huge way. So this could be the very death point for Iran financially.
Well, at one time, Iran needed $100 a barrel oil. I don't know if they still do or not, but at one time, that's what they needed.
Well, I don't know where they are at this point. You know, they had pre-sold an awful lot and had sitting out in ships, waiting for somebody to be able to, you know, accept the shipments. But because of our sanctions, that wasn't able to happen. Now they're in deeper trouble.
Now, speaking of trouble, something interesting today, the bipartisan FISA overhaul bill is headed for a vote in the House. Don't know what's going to happen there. What's your thought?
It came out of committee, and it's supposed to go to the floor today. It expires, the provisions to reauthorize it expires on March the 15th. It's supposed to be bipartisan, but Jim Jordan is not very happy with it. He said it doesn't present real reform and doesn't go far enough. So don't see where I don't know any idea what the vote's going to be, but I can tell you that there are those in the Senate that won't touch it at all. They're very angry with it.
By the way, the judge, or a justice, rather, a single federal judge, said that the Justice Department must give Congress the secret grand jury testimony that they've been looking for, the redacted material. That can be a two-headed sword, if you will. What's going to go on there? It's going to be challenged, I guess.
Well, that's what is called as the Brady material. I wrote about this a couple days ago. This is the redacted material that was in the Mueller report that nobody's really supposed to have, because you've got some innocent names in there and you've got some other names or situations that are still under investigation. We tend to forget about the Durham investigation. And so AG Barr has already responded. He's not very happy. He's letting the court take a look at his rebuttal to it. And if the court continues to say that the House can have the Brady material, then there will be an appeal all the way to the Supreme Court. So that argument's not complete yet.
Okay, and we got a question here from a caller. Let's see, is this Sean in Tampa?
Yeah, hi.
What's your question, sir?
I was hoping that Denise could get back to telling us about Chuck Schumer.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not reading anything about it, so I'd really like to have her finish that.
All right. All right.
All right, thanks.
Yep. All right, well, finish your story with Chuck Schumer.
Well, Chuck Schumer came out yesterday, and he just virtually blasted the Trump administration, the Trump White House, on the way that they're handling or not handling the coronavirus. I don't know what else Trump can possibly do, but he and Pelosi, he says, Pelosi comes out and she says Trump is more concerned about the Dow Jones than he is about the Jones family, which is ridiculous, because yesterday Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, went over to the House to go have a conversation with Pelosi on the proposals that we would do to help out not only the economy, but individuals that are being hurt by this. And then you've got the tech companies that are visiting the White House today. We've already lifted the copays. The insurance companies now are not going to charge copays for those that are being treated for virus infections. He stopped, the airplanes and so forth, essentially closed off travel from China. So, we've already gone to 3M and said, you've got to make some more masks. We've got 1,000,004 test kits that are out there now. We're not testing 1,000,004 people.
I want everybody to listen to this back and forth, because at the time that he says, Mr. President, this is Chuck Schumer and what you're talking about, I'll play about a minute of this, but at the time that he asked for permission to speak, Mr. President, Josh Hawley, the guy who's bringing him up on censure charges, was the president of the Senate yesterday. Here we go.
Mr. President.
The Democratic leader.
The coronavirus continues to spread, with more than 500 confirmed cases in the United States, in two-thirds of the 50 states. Given the inconsistency and delay in testing, we don't know if the number of confirmed cases actually reflects the number of actual cases in the United States. We now know that when the coronavirus first appeared on our soil, the Centers for Disease Control produced kits that did not work properly and sent many of these tests to our hospitals and medical labs. The administration turned down tests from the World Health Organization, even though 60 countries accepted it, and we have no answers to why. It took weeks to get an accurate test out. And when it took weeks for the federal government to approve certain sites to run those tests, like the Northwell facility on Long Island that I recently visited, it took weeks to ramp up the number of Americans tested.
Well, there he goes, complaining about all that, but he doesn't. Go ahead.
But understand something. If Chuck Schumer would go listen to the people that are actually at the CDC, there are all kinds of regulations, and those regulations come from where? They come from Health and Human Services,
yes, they
and
do.
Because Congress put them in there. I mean, Trump is not saying, don't send those test kits out. He wouldn't do it. Here's the other thing. There are different kinds of tests. People are going now, and, they might have the sniffles because of allergies.
Yep.
And all of a sudden they're being branded like they're part of a leper colony.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's really kind of ridiculous.
Yep.
The other fascinating thing that the House did, and, it got through the Senate, was the $8.3 billion spending bill for this.
Uh-huh.
Well, in there, interestingly enough, was a contract that we are giving to 3M to manufacture more of the N95 masks. 3M's like, great, we're happy to do it. However, you better give us protection, legal protection, because we don't want any of these ambulance-chasing lawyers coming after us.
Right.
If there's, and Pelosi was like, no, we're not going to protect 3M. We're going to protect the ambulance-chasing lawyers. So now they're having to do a supplement bill to protect 3M in order to get these things out to market.
Nuts.
So, there's always more to the story. So, trot on over to, Chuck Schumer's website, Nancy Pelosi's website, or wherever, or to Twitter, and just let them have it. I mean, it's shameful. Because you shame the Trump administration. It means all of these people that are working in, the Nebraska medical centers and in quarantine facilities and the security people and the tents and it's ridiculous.
Yep. Hold on. Okay. Or 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. That is the House switchboard. Give me your zip code. You get your congressman. Let your congressman have it. And let Schumer have it. Or your senator. One or the other. Either way, it works. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
LabCorp and Quest are in the process now of distributing and marketing coronavirus tests all across America.
Vice President Mike Pence giving an update with the President's Task Force on the virus. The President says he's doing his best to fight the virus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump says his administration is working very closely with the cruise ship industry on the growing coronavirus threat.
They're taking very strong steps in terms of people going on and going off. But they're spending a lot of money, and they're working very hard, and we're going to be helping that industry.
Meeting with health insurers at the White House, Vice President Pence insists the full resources of the federal government are being focused on the growing coronavirus crisis, including pushing out accurate test kits.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. We honor you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be in studio tomorrow morning, so get your questions ready for him from National Aviation Academy. You can find out more about them by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And they'll tell you all about them. Here's more right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, more people have chosen to go to a technical school or a vocational school to learn a trade that will, in most cases, not pay them more than what they thought they were going to get, because you're going to be an apprentice if you're in a union job. And many of the positions that you train for are union positions. And you're going to be what's called an 80%er. You're going to make 80% of whatever the pay is. You're not going to get the full scale because you're an apprentice until your time of apprenticeship is up. And in some cases, it's as long as a year. But if you're going to be a pipe fitter, a welder, a plumber, an electrician, an air conditioning specialist, maybe you're going to work as a truck driver, or you're going to work as a forklift operator or heavy equipment operator, a lot of that work is going to be in the union sector. And as a result, you're going to get caught up in that apprenticing and that 80% thing. So think about that for a second. Because I can tell you that you can take the training you've got and get the training that you need from National Aviation Academy. And when you come out of there, you'll have the opportunity to work a 40-hour week, making about $60,000 a year to start. Now, if you want to go overseas, you can make a six-figure salary if you want to go overseas. So check them out at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. So, naa.edu, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. It'll open a door for you. Unbelievable. Benefits, pay, the whole nine yards. Now, a military spouse at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State tested positive Saturday for the coronavirus. Right now, who'd she come in contact with? It's a big thing going on there on base, and it's going to create a problem, I'm sure. Also, the Army is planning to conduct a shoot-off to evaluate the best options for a future indirect fires protection capability to defend against rockets, artillery, and mortars, as well as cruise missile and unmanned aircraft system threats, according to a report sent to Congress and obtained by the Defense News. And the Navy's boot camp is barring the public from attending graduations beginning Friday, amid concerns about the spread of the potentially deadly strain of coronavirus. This coming from a Navy Recruit Training Command spokesman, Lieutenant Commander Frederick Martin. So the Navy now gets a little bit tougher. And by the way, the leader of the Marine Training Command, Brigadier General Jason Morris, has fired the Navy captain at the helm of the Field Medical Training Battalion West at Camp Pendleton. Wow. And the Navy will honor more than three dozen personnel following the Pensacola attack. The Navy will award more than three dozen military and civilian personnel for their bravery and selflessness during the deadly attack at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola by the Royal Saudi Air Force Lieutenant late last year. Now, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and its aircraft battle group transited the Suez Canal and is now operating in the Red Sea, according to the Navy. The Navy also has kicked off a study of the next generation of carriers. They've commissioned a six-month study on the future of the aircraft carrier and carrier-based aviation as well. A task force of B-2 stealth bombers arrived at Lais Field in Portugal. The Air Force moved them as part of a bomber task force deployment. And by 2016, then top Pentagon officials, including then Secretary of State Ash Carter, had honed in on the threat posed by small, commercially available drones to the sites housing America's nuclear arsenal up in Minot, North Dakota. And right now, they are developing plans to protect America's ICBMs from those drones that were flying around. Now, the schools at Marine Corps Base Quantico have been closed for cleaning after a Marine living at the Virginia base tested positive for the new coronavirus over the weekend. So here we go again. Now, the Marines are in the middle of it up there in Quantico. And Congressman Paul Gosar from Arizona is now days into his self-imposed two-week quarantine following last month's Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, where he reportedly shook hands several times with an individual who tested positive for the novel coronavirus. He's sheltering in place, which is what you would expect. By the way, veterans, unemployment rates for veterans essentially held steady in February as the economy added 273,000 jobs. And that's a good thing. And the Pentagon, on Monday, awarded three contracts to start design work on mobile, small nuclear reactors as part of a two-step plan towards achieving nuclear power for American forces at home or abroad. The Space Force, by the way, has issued two more contracts for protected SATCOM. Lockheed Martin and Boeing will build the prototype payloads for the Space Force's Protected Tactical Satellite Telecommunication Program. Slovakia, a little country, has chosen Rafael Advanced Defense Systems to be their anti-tank capability builder. They're going to produce tens of millions of dollars worth of products to be used in an offensive manner on the tanks that are operated not only by some of our allies, but Israel. How about that? And Elon Musk dismissed astronomers' concerns over Starlink. Now, the SpaceX founder and chief executive dismissed the concerns that his company's Starlink satellite constellation would hurt astronomers' ability to observe the night sky. Now, the astronomers, a concern that some scientists worried about in initial batch of satellites appeared as a line of bright lights in the sky shortly after deployment. Well, who knows what they were? And the U.S. Cyber Command more than doubled the amount of money it issued in defense contracts between fiscal years 2018 and 19, according to the new budget that's out there right now. Keeping busy. They are keeping busy. And again, when we come back, Chris Markowski will be with us. And Chris Markowski, I'm sure, is going to have a lot to say about what transpired last night. Can't wait to hear what he has to say, especially about the economy. Even though there's problems around the world, our economy is still just cruising along. So we'll talk to him about that and see what he thinks. Alrighty, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. The Captain America Third Watch, as we broadcast live on a Wednesday morning. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. That is one of Florida's required stops on the tourist trail because it's in the tourist book that the Florida Tourism Department puts out. You get that at the rest areas or you get that when you're traveling around the state of Florida. So it's right here in my backyard, too. It's in Bradenton. So when you get a chance, come on down or come on over or come on up or whatever to Mixon's Groveside Cafe. You are going to love it there. The food is outstanding. The sandwiches they make are tremendous. They got the Captain's Club there. Ask for that. You're going to love that one. It's a big old club, and I believe most people leave there with a little bit of something left in it because it's that big. So there you go. And you've also got other great things there to take a look at in terms of the food. The food is excellent. And when you get done with the food, you can pull a Chris Markowski and sneak out around the back and have some of that orange swirl ice cream. Oh, boy. That works. So that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located in the Mixon's Fruit Farm store, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. And if you want to call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829, 941-748-5829. All right, Chris Markowski, did it make you hungry?
A little bit.
When I do that, I always make myself hungry. Never mind you. Jeez, I'm telling you. But anyway, it is what it is. I can't wait to get back down there again. All right. A lot of things going on right now, and I got a question here from a person in the audience wondering if, let's see, who is this? This is Adam, and Adam is in Minneapolis, and Adam is asking, does it really matter if the U.S. is number one in oil production or not? Because they're talking about Russia and China are going to go ahead of us because of what they're doing right now.
I don't know who's going to end up on top. Plus, I don't know how long this little oil war is going to last. There's too many players in this that are going to be really hurt. It's kind of see who can survive the longest. It hurts Russia. It hurts Saudi Arabia. It hurts everybody. I mean, it's basically kind of like a game of chicken that Russia and Saudi Arabia are playing against one another. Obviously, there's a fallout here in the United States. There's going to be producers that are going to go out of business. Yesterday, saw Occidental Petroleum cut their dividend. Because they had no choice. I mean, it is what it is. Just that, you know, they're not making as much money anymore, and many wells that they have are not profitable. So you're going to see wells shut down. You're going to see certain, you know, fracking wells as well shut down because of the price. It doesn't mean that they can't get started up again if the price comes back up. But right now there's a disconnect. So, no, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to affect the United States. It's a global oil market. And, yeah, there's going to be an economic fallout and the downside in regards to oil producers, but there's also a bit of a benefit when it comes to the consumer.
Well, West Texas crude had gone down to $31 a barrel, and Brent had gone down to $34. Today it's dropped back up a little bit. West Texas is back up to $34. Brent is up to $37. I'm looking at the futures right now. They're off. They're not off as much as they have been, but they're off nonetheless. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the Standard & Poor's. So it looks like we may have an off day today after we had a big day yesterday.
Hey, listen, you can't tell by the futures, Matt. I wish you could. Yesterday, futures were up big. Then the stock market rallied. Then it came all the way down. The market was down. Then it came all the way back up again. It's headline driven. For the next 7 months, you know, anything it's going to be all headlines. And this is what happens when you have a market correction. It becomes headline driven for a period of time. I think I mentioned yesterday since the financial crisis, there has been at least seven corrections that we've had of at least 14%. It takes a while. We haven't actually hit that official bear market territory yet, where the market has gone down by 20%. If we hit that, then we could see the market come back down even further. To have to build a base, and it could take a couple years for it to get back to where it was. But again, you know, a lot of this stuff is driven by headlines right now. I would hope that people are getting over some of the coronavirus shock, and a lot of the scare stories out there are just absurd to me, quite honestly. I think that, you know, we have a bit of an overreaction when it comes to certain institutions, but it's the world we live in. You know, somebody was, you know, yelling about why is this colleges shutting down and all this stuff that doesn't affect kids. Well, colleges shut down because if they don't and somebody does get sick, guess what? There's going to be some Morgan and Morgan law firm that's
right
there to sue them.
And
that's just the way it is. And, you know, you're afraid that you're going to get sued. This is the litigious society that we live in here in the United States. So they err on the side of caution to the where it's ridiculous. It really is. But that's the world we live in.
You are absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, Alabama has got a new favorite son, and his name is Tommy Tuberville. You remember him?
The football coach.
From Auburn, yeah. He's running against Jeff Sessions, and the two of them are having a runoff here. Tommy Tuberville is up by double digits over Jeff Sessions, and President Trump just came out and endorsed who, you say? Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Sessions and his stint as Attorney General didn't do him any favors, I don't think, and how he handled the whole you know, Russia nonsense there and recusing himself. He shouldn't let Trump know ahead of time. He did. And then we had, you know, a lot of we wasted our time on that for an extended period. Jeff Sessions, just go back to private practice. I mean, you can't find anything else to do. I mean, you're a lawyer. Go back to private practice. You don't have to be in Washington your entire life.
Yeah, and that's what what's his face did, Eric, the other attorney general under Obama.
Holder?
Yeah, Holder. He went back and to his private firm that he had walked away from, and he's back as a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So. Yeah. I haven't followed his career too much. I thought he wanted to get back into politics too, but we'll see.
Yeah, I believe so. By the way, Elon Musk is in the news again. Apparently, Elon is talking about something that's going to bring up some more money to him in terms of the SpaceX deal. He's apparently going to be transporting a lot more cargo back and forth to the International Space Station.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's great for him. Still amazing. We really don't have much of a space program anymore in the United States like we used to. I know Trump wants to restart that to some degree. But, it's also, it's not bad when you have private concerns that are footing the bill for it. So, that's good for him. Got to make money somewhere.
By the way, Colombia, with all the refugees that came over from Venezuela on their side of the border and more that want to come over, and Colombia says, no, we haven't got any room for them, they're starting to riot there along the border with Colombia and Venezuela.
Yeah, it's a mess down there. You feel bad for the Venezuelan people and what's going on. There's no change really there in regards to how that country is operating outside of the people that are close to the powers that be in government that are doing just fine. But that's what happens in socialist governments. It should be Exhibit A for all of the youth of the country. That's what they should be looking at. This is what you get.
Now, the bipartisan FISA overhaul bill today heads for a vote in the House. What do you think?
Republicans pushing for this. After what just took place, I've got my feelings towards the FISA courts and how they can go about being used, and a lot of the stuff going back, quite frankly, to the Patriot Act. I think we really need to take a really good hard look at again and the overreaches that we've had. Again, we should follow the Constitution. Now, I understand that there's bad people out there. We want to give the government the ability to go after the bad guys. However, I think civil liberties are something that's quite important.
By the way, there's a new hashtag out there called hashtag lose with Biden. A vote for Biden now ensures a vote for Trump later.
We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. The media is going to be all over this coronavirus thing, and they're going to do everything that they can through that to help tank the economy, because that's partially what's happening.
Correct.
We're going to see what's going to happen if we get it going again.
You are absolutely positively correct, and we will talk to you tomorrow, so you have yourself a great day.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And we'll be coming right back with Colonel Jim Warshak right after the top of the hour news. Retired Air Force Colonel and Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.